grandmother's mother all lived in the same house, so we had enough people there where the kitchen scraps would be four hogs. Then Dad went to work in a grocery store, and they used to give him all of the old bruised lettuce and bruised apples, and boy, that was really good. The hogs, he'd bring home a truckload of that stuff, and they really liked that.
You can, just the waste from your kitchen, just family like ours, to have plenty of corn and buy your supplement, mm-hmm. you can grow hogs for that. You don't have to go buy this feed, mixed feed, to give them the supplement and corn and the scraps, they're real good.
Don't you have to inoculate hogs? What is it that hogs get that's so
cholera is the most dangerous thing.
I knew that there had to be some kind of inoculation that they all
had. I have a friend down here got in trouble with his neighbors in Canada. He had lots of hogs there and in the pasture, and he got cholera. And the hogs began dying, and you know, the law requires you in disposing of a dead carcass like that to burn it or really do away with it to extend it. Can't be exposed to other animals. And I don't know if he really did. They accused him just hauling them hogs off, throwing them out on the creek. And boy, he really, folks just, well, they scared to death. Nearly because of the fact that the other people grew hogs too.
That's right. And that was just wiping out.
And that was just asking for trouble. You're even supposed to bury them deep enough to where they won't ever be got to with other animals or burn them.
That's right. I remember having to burn, I believe it was a horse. Died in the field, and we didn't have any way to haul him off or anything like that, and we just went out there and cut a bunch of pine saplings and piled on there and kept that fire going until we burned him up.
I've never tried an animal that large, but I don't remember. I believe it was a shoat that I tried to burn one. Now, a hog is slow to get up trying to burn. I believe that's just small shoot, but you'd be surprised how much wood and stuff you've got to use.
Yeah, we stayed out there just about one whole day hauling wood, throwing it and hauling it and trying to keep the fire going. It's something I don't want to do anymore because you have to keep getting up there to feed the fire and put wood on the fire.
Mm-hmm.
The closer you get to the fire, the more you wish you weren't close to it.
You know, we lost our access to the best system of disposal of coal. Used to all we had to do is call a man that picked up stuff like that. He'd come out and pick it up. He didn't have to worry about nothing, only just call it.
Well, they don't have those.
They don't do that. I don't reckon they do. I'm not sorry.
I don't know anybody.
Now,
do you see an ad in the paper sometimes, you know, saying that they carry off dead animals?
Now, mostly people use bulldozers. They go out and dig holes and they'll push dirt in on there.
Well, yeah, now if you've got a tractor or something, you can dig a hole and then hook the tractor to him and pull him into the hole or something like that.
I know I lost big sow once, and that's after they quit picking up dead animals. I went down in my pasture and found a place where I thought I could dig a hole deep enough and large enough without hitting rock. I dug the hole and I've got a lift on the tractor. I just